Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the ummah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the name Al-Wasi'u, Al-Wasi'u. Al-Wasi'u is translated as the all-encompassing, and sometimes it is also translated as the all-sufficient. But the truth is, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wasi'u, literally it becomes impossible to translate. Al-Wasi'u actually means something that is so wide, vast, that it encompasses everything. There is no boundary to it. There is no limit to it. In the Urdu language, we often use the word wus'at, wus'at wala. And so something that is extremely open, that has got no boundary, that has got no limit. And Al-Wasi'u is that name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is connected to all of His attributes. So for an example, if we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving, then it means that He is Al-Ghafoor or Ghafoor with no limits. That He is Ghafoor with no limits. If we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Aleem, the one who has all the knowledge, then it means that He is Aleem with no limits. Al-Wasi'u means something that has got no limitation. Nothing, without any boundaries. And if we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Basir or Al-Sami', again, He is Basir and Sami' with no limits. That is the meaning of Al-Wasi'u. Our ulama have mentioned that when you want your dua to be accepted, one wazifa is that you say, Ya Wasi'ul Fadli. Ya Wasi'ul Fadli. So this wazifa is very important. And when you're making dua, use the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua. The dua that is accepted is actually connected with Durood Sharif. and also the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the manner how we actually make dua. This is something very, very important. And so in the hadith of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to give you an example, so that we can understand the meaning of al-wasi'u, ya wasi'ul fadli, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of this man who was very sinful. His entire life he did nothing but guna, sins. And so there was another man looking at him, and he said, Wallahi, in the name of Allah, Allah will never forgive this person. What did he say? Allah will never forgive this person. He was a sinful man. So another man is saying, Allah will never forgive him. Wallahi, he took an qasam. He took an oath. Now we have to be very, very careful what we say. We can't actually judge people, and we can't be very confident. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khair, this man said what he had said. Both of them died. Both of them died. In alame barzakh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summoned that individual who said that Wallahi, in the name of Allah, this man will never be forgiven. Allah will not show his mercy to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, call him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, who are you to limit my forgiveness? See, he is al-wasi'u. He is al-wasi'u. There's no limit. Allah Pak is saying, I want an answer from you. Who are you to limit, to restrict the boundaries of my forgiveness? Who are you? How can that man answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. In the hadith it comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, throw this man in Jahannam and that sinful man in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Throw this man in Jahannam and that sinful man in Jannah, because I am al-wasi'u. There is no limit to my ghufran, to my forgiveness. There is no limit to any of my attributes. How can you limit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, restrict Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's extremely difficult actually to even translate al-wasi'u. Majority of the people who have written the English translation of the Quran, there is also a problem. Because these were people who were not scholars. They didn't know the Arabic language, majority of them. And what they did is, by a dictionary, they came up with a translation, and with the aid of certain individuals. But even in the English language, to translate the word wasi', wasi'un alim, it comes in the Quran many a times. In the Quran, in Ayatul Kursi, wasi'a, kursiyuhu samawati wal ard, the word wasi' comes many, many times. But wasi' means something that cannot be restricted. It encompasses everything. Or maybe the all-sufficient. It depends how you are looking into that translation in the right context. And so Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that man, when he said that Allah will not forgive you, was thrown in Jahannam. Was thrown in Jahannam. So we have to be very, very careful, my respected brothers, what we say. Sometimes in anger we say things which is baddu'a. Which is baddu'a. And you are also cursing someone. This is also wrong. And this is not the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just to give you a few more examples so that we understand the meaning of Al-Wasi'u. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq. Ar-Razzaq. And Ar-Razzaq means the one who gives sustenance, rizq. All the provisions. Now imagine how many people are there in this world? How many billion? 6 billion plus. That is just insan. For thousands of years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving food, rizq, not only to insan, but to every single creature that He has created. His every creature that He has created. Thousands of years. Have you ever heard anyone say to you that there is a shortage of food? If somebody wants to wake you up, alarm. Shall I just close it? Okay. You wake up at 8:31? MashaAllah. So, have we ever heard that there is shortage of food? That now there is no food in this dunya. We've never heard of that. Why? Because the rizq of Allah is without limit. 6 billion animals, fishes, every makhluk for thousands of years from this one dastarkhan, planet Earth, is just eating and eating and eating and drinking and eating and drinking. But we will never hear this, that there is a shortage of food in this dunya. Never ever. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq. And so the rizq is also without any boundary. There is no limits to His rizq and to His way of giving sustenance. And I have said one story also once before. Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted to give dawah to all the jinns and all the animals that were around him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to cut the story short, said that, Sulaiman, start with one creation of Allah that I am going to say this makhluk should come out. And this fish came out, a whale that came out. Wallahu alam, whatever that was, it was a fish that came out. And right towards the shore, and Allah gave an order, it should just open its mouth, bas. And Sulaiman alayhi salam said to the jinns, and everyone that was around, now give food to this one makhluk. And the jinns, in their thousands, were just bringing food and food and food and food and food. And this one makhluk was eating away, eating away, eating away. Until food ran out in the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So this fish is saying to Sulaiman alayhi salam, I am still hungry. I am still hungry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, now do you understand, Sulaiman, who is Razzaq? Now do you understand who is Razzaq? Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim. The knowledge of Allah, subhanallah, has no limits. Musa alayhi salatu was salam, the great Nabi of Banu Israel, he was given the knowledge of Sharia. And at that time, in his era, there was no one more learned than him. He was the most knowledgeable, because he is the Nabi of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to meet another man whose name is Khizr alayhi salam. In Surah Kahf, the story has been mentioned. Now Khizr alayhi salam was given a different kind of knowledge. It was called ilme takwini, ilme takwini, which apparently quite a few Barelvi scholars are also given. But I will stop at that. Ilme takwini means knowledge of the unseen. Knowledge of the unseen. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted Musa alayhi salam to meet Khidr alayhi salam. And Musa alayhi salam requested that, Ya Allah, because he has got another kind of knowledge, ilme takween, the unseen knowledge, let me accompany him. In status, Musa alayhi salam was greater, of course. But here again, because of knowledge, Musa alayhi salam is prepared to go to Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam. Khair, Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam meet. And what happens is that Musa alayhi salam was sitting with Khidr alayhi salam. In front of them, what they saw is that a very small bird came and drank water from the ocean. A very small bird that came and drank water from the ocean. So Musa alayhi salam is looking at that bird and Khidr alayhi salam is looking at that bird. Small bird drinking water from the ocean. And so Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu was salam said to Musa alayhi salam, did you see that? So he said, yes, I saw that. And then Khidr alayhi salatu was salam said to Musa alayhi salam, my knowledge and your knowledge put together, let us combine that ilm. You are the Nabi of Allah, ilme shari'at is given to you. And Allah has given me ilme takween, the unseen knowledge. And no one's knowledge can be compared at that time when the two combine, Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. He says that my knowledge and your knowledge is not even equal to the few drops of water that this bird has taken inside its stomach. My knowledge and your knowledge is not even equivalent to this. And so imagine the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the Nabi, and this is the truth, that this is the knowledge that we are given. Compare that to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few drops if you take out from the ocean, what will happen to the ocean? Nothing. It would even be wrong for me to say or to compare the ocean to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, there is no comparison. So that is why Khidr alayhi salatu was salam is saying that the two of us put together, this is all we have. Imagine the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning of al-wasi'u. Al-wasi'u is connected to every attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That everything is without any boundaries, no restriction. Allahu Akbar. No limits. Everything, the fazl of Allah, the ilm of Allah, the authority of Allah, the kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you put wasi' in front of it. Now when we look at the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish to cover this one hadith which is very important. In this one hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has used the word wasi' from the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-wasi'u. Generally, it was the habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Standing, sitting, sleeping, in every posture, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from amongst the zakirin. That is why to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest ni'mah that can be given to a person. To be a person who is zakir. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if he entered the masjid, he would read a dua remembering Allah. If he came out of the masjid, he would remember Allah, read a dua. If he would eat, remember Allah. Finish food, remember Allah. Going to the toilet, dua. Sleeping, waking up. Going out, bazaar, driving, traveling. Anything and everything what he did, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, it was the habit of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that whenever he would do wudu, there is this one very short dua that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read. Not before starting wudu and not after the completion of wudu, but during wudu. When he would be doing wudu, that is the time he would read this dua. And this dua is very important. It can be divided into three sections. The benefit is immense. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, Allahumma gfir li dhambi. Allahumma gfir li dhambi. You can find any masnoon kitab of du'as, you will find this du'a in there. All the du'as are there. Very simple du'a. Allahumma gfir li dhambi. Which is translated as, O Allah, forgive all my sins. Forgive all my sins. This du'a is connected to the hereafter. And this is the first part of the dua. Allahumma gfir li dhambi. What stops a person from entering Jannah is sins. What is it? Sins. The blockade, what is stopping him from entering Jannah is sins. Guna. Now if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away all your guna, then there is nothing stopping this man from enjoying paradise, from enjoying Jannah. So the first thing Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is doing here is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive all of my sins. Why? Generally in the hadith it is mentioned that when a person does wuzu, and when he washes the face, washes the hands, gargles, washes the feet, all of his minor sins are deleted and wiped out. By washing the body parts, your minor sins are deleted, wiped out. And so, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is teaching the people of Iman that as your minor sins are being deleted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whilst you are doing wudu, why don't you put an application in during wudu that Allah also forgive my major sins? Allah also forgive my major sins. So that is why during wudu he is saying, Allahumma gfir li dhambi. O Allah, my minor sins, you are going to forgive, as mentioned in the hadith, that Allah will forgive all your minor sins by doing wudu. But then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wasi'. There is no limit. Why don't you put an application in and say, Ya Allah, forgive all of my sins. Forgive all of my sins. Now if you can't remember it in Arabic, even in English, even in Urdu, even in your own language, even in your own words, Oh Allah, forgive all my sins. Generally this was the habit of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the hadith it comes, Inni laastaghfirullah kulla yawmin sab'eena marrah. Minimum, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, I turn to Allah in istighfar 70 times. That is minimum. I turn to Allah in istighfar how many times? 70 times minimum. All the time, it was the habit of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say astaghfirullah so that the ummah can learn from the Nabi of the time. His one sunnah was also that when he would complete his farz salah, he would say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Now here you have completed one very, very important amal, a great deed of salah, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying astaghfirullah. The reason for that is that the quality of salah is not there. When we pray our salah, we are bombarded from shaitan with wasawis. Really, it's an explosion. We are bombarded from shaitan with wasawis. Your first rakat, second rakat, third rakat. You've done hajj and umrah and you've come back. Allahu Akbar. And so that quality of salah is not there. So that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that the deficiency that is there, Allah, forgive us. You see, my respected brothers and elders, can I use this mobile phone? If you want to give somebody a gift, and if that gift is damaged from every side, damaged, and the screen is cracked, and you can't even see what time it is, and who's calling you, and it's all dirty, and then you give this to somebody as a gift, how will he react? How will he react? Bhai, tum meri beizzati kar rahe ho? Are you humiliating me? What are you doing? What do you think I am? Is this what you give me? So we are presenting our salah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a gift. But that quality is not there. And because the quality is not there, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. By the barakat of astaghfirullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also accept your salah. So generally, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do dua, and he would say, Allahumma gfirli zambi. Can you say all that? Allahumma gfirli zambi. In wudu, in wudu. This is the dua. Now, the second part of the dua is the reason why I have chosen to explain this amal of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same dua, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَوَسِّعْلِي فِي دَارِي. From the same, the root words are there, from the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الْوَاسِعُ. وَوَسِّعْلِي فِي دَارِي. Now, the middle part is connected to this dunya. The first section is connected to the hereafter. The middle part is connected to this dunya. During wuzu, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, also read this, وَوَسِّعْلِي فِي دَارِي. And you are saying, O Allah, grant me a home that is spacious and most comfortable. Grant me a home that is spacious and most comfortable. We want a house that is spacious and very, very comfortable. Now there is two meanings to this. The first meaning is literally that a person is saying, Ya Allah, give me a house. I want a house. Now, climbing the property ladder is very, very hard nowadays, right? Not everybody can buy a house. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, ask Allah and make this dua that Allah give me a house, give me a home which is spacious, something that is comfortable for me. Not a house in which I feel very crampy, suffocation, that you don't have a back garden, you don't have a front garden, and the rooms are very, very small and you're not comfortable. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, ask for dunya also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst you're doing wudu. Imagine that. وَوَسِّعْلِي فِي دَارِي. This is meaning number one. Meaning number two that is covered in the same dua, the real beauty of the house is when all the family members are united and there is peace, unity and love in the house. So what you are asking whilst doing wudu is, Bari Ta'ala, give us unity in the house, that the entire family is a happy family, a loving family. What a beautiful dua. You have a beautiful mansion, but your wife is not happy with you, or you are not happy with your wife, or you are not happy with your children. What happens? So you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bari Ta'ala, wa wassi'li fi dari, all the difficulties of my house, remove everything. And oh Allah, give me a house in which there is peace, love and unity. Where the husband loves the wife and the wife loves the husband. And subhanallah al-azim, just a joke that the wife said to the husband, why do you call me Rani? Why do you call me Rani? Do you call your wife Rani? Don't now. So the husband said, Rani is short for Nokrani. I don't have time to spell it out to you. I call you Rani because it is short for Nokrani. If you have a woman like that, and if this is the problems are like this. But you shall see, the woman was also very clever. Subhanallah. The husband said, why do you call me Jan? Why do you call me Jan? So the lady said, I also don't have time. It is short for Janwar. It is short for Janwar. So you're a Nokrani and you're a Janwar. If that is the combination of the house, my respected brothers, what is going to happen? So one is saying Jan for Janwar and one is saying Rani for Nokrani. That can be very difficult. Subhanallah al-Azim, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, get the house in order, read this dua, everything will be easy for you. وَوَسِّعْ لِي فِي دَارِي. O Allah, give me a house that is spacious, a home that is spacious and comforting. Your real comfort is when all the family members love each other. Where the children are obedient to the parents. Where the wife loves the husband and the husband loves the wife. And for the mothers and sisters listening at home, let me remind you again that the Amir of the house is the husband. Who is it? So listen to your husband. Don't try to play the role of a husband. It doesn't suit the women folks. Allah has created you as a woman, stay a woman. The man is an Amir. And a man should play that role of an Amir. He is the one who makes the decisions. But at the same time, he must not do zulm. Zulm is haram. It is guna. But to understand the situation, like you have a football team, you have a captain that is there. The players have to listen to the captain. And then generally there is a coach. The coach sitting is also looking at everything. He has the power even to tell the captain that what you're doing is wrong. So in every department you have somebody who is the head. You come to the masjid, there is the imam. You listen to the imam, follow the imam. Go to the house, The man, the husband, the father, the children should be obedient to the father and the mother. And husband should show love to the family, wife should also listen. This is something which is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith, Arba'un min sa'adatil mar'i. Four things are from the good fortune for that person. Four things is considered as good fortune for that individual. Four things. Arba'un. And the first thing he said, Antakuna zawjatuhu saliha. If Allah has blessed you with a wife that is pious. When she says jaan to you, she means it. That I can give my life to you. Not janwar. I can give my life for you. That she is pious. Number one. Number two, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa awladuhu abrar. And that your children are pious and obedient. Your wife is pious. Wa awladuhu abrar. And your children are obedient. Wa khulata'uhu salihin. And that your friends, your friend circle, are all pious also, muttaqeen people, good people. Good people. And then finally, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa an yakuna rizquhu fi baladihi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him rizq in his own city, in his own locality. He doesn't have to go far away from his house. MashaAllah, in his own locality, 10-15 minutes, Allah has opened up rizq for him. So that is all very good. Four things if Allah has given you, consider yourself to be the most fortunate. Allahu Akbar. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua during wudu. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi'li fi dari. Wa wassi'li fi dari. And then finally Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, wa barik li fi rizqi. And O Allah, give me barakah. Give us barakah in our rizq, in our livelihood. Now note that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of barakah. He did not say that give us a lot of rizq. You can have a lot of rizq, but barakah is different. When you make dua that Allah give me barakah in my life, it means Allah give me a long life. When you say barakah, it means a long life that is filled with health and iman. But if you just say give me a long life, there is no guarantee. You can have a long life, but you might not be happy. But when you use the word barakah in everything, it means that it shapes in such a way that this dunya becomes Jannah for you and the hereafter will also become Jannah for you. So this is the dua we have to learn, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this dua a very short dua. Sometimes it can open up the doors of rizq. Imagine if you are reading this dua all the time, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to accept your dua once, this will mean eternal salvation. If Allah was to accept this dua once, eternal salvation. This dua covers everything. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi, Allah forgive all my sins. And sins is the only thing that stops a person from Jannah. If there are no sins, he can go Jannah. And then his dunya. وَوَسِّعْلِي فِي دَارِي. And O Allah, grant me a home, a house which is spacious and most comfortable. It includes bricks and cement and the features and the walls and everything. And it also includes that all the members of the family have good unity, peace and love. And this contribution comes from everyone. Everyone needs to contribute. And only when they contribute, inshaAllah ta'ala, there is sukoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Very briefly, just wanted to explain to you this very powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wasi'u. Al-Wasi'u means that there is no limit in any of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is great wus'ah, expansion in this name. It is all encompassing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all sufficient. That is the meaning of Al-Wasi'u. Inshallah, just for a few minutes, can I ask the brothers to do muraqabah? This is something very, very important, brothers. Close your eyes, mashallah, repair your heart. This heart is sometimes a dead heart, a diseased heart. All sorts have infected the heart. And so think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the heart is saying Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا الله ہماری مغفرت فرما دے اللہ کریم جتنے لوگ یہاں آئے ہوئے ہیں یا اللہ اپنی مشغولی کو اپنے کام کو یا اللہ چھوڑ کر یہاں آئے یا اللہ فقط تیری رضا کے لیے اللہ کریم ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دے اللہ کریم ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دے اللہ کریم ہم سب کا خاتمہ بالخیر فرما اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہے اس پریشانی کو دور فرما اللہ کریم ہماری ذریت ہماری آنکھوں کی ٹھنڈک بن جائے جو بیمار ہے اللہ ان کو شفا دے یا اللہ جس کی جو پریشانی ہے مشکلات ہے یا اللہ مشکلات اور پریشانیوں کو دور فرما اللہ کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ کریم تو ہم سے راضی ہو جا اللہ کریم ہمیں جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے یا اللہ جہنم کی آگ سے ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ کریم قبر کی وحشت سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ کریم قبر کے عذاب سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ بری موت سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما بری موت سے اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما اللہ ہم سب کو جنت میں جگہ دے ہم کو ہماری اولاد ہماری ذریت ہمارے متعلقین ہمارے احباب سب کو یا اللہ جنت میں جگہ دے صلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقی محمد وعلی آلہ وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.